Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here, Deputy Secretary with the Game Fish and Parks. You know, I really want to just emphasize what the Second Century Initiative is all about. We have an update on the Working Lands Program, and I'll have Tom give that here in just a bit. But just to reemphasize, you know, Governor Noem's Second Century Initiative is really about ensuring South Dakota's hunting heritage remains strong for the next 100 years. That's a very bold statement, and that's a very important statement. You know, the recruitment, retention, reactivation relies on that effort to make sure hunters, anglers, trappers are there for the next 100 years. And that's what the Second Century Initiative really focuses, one of the things it really focuses on. Get the next generation involved and interested in outdoor recreation, conservation, and wildlife management, while really increasing support for habitat. We talk a lot about habitat. Habitat is the center of making sure wildlife is on the landscape. Habitat is so critical, and I don't need to preach that to all of you in front of me today. Habitat is the conversation piece, and that will really move the needle in making sure there is opportunity for that next generation. You know, and we have a Second Century Habitat Fund board, and they're really starting to get their legs underneath them right now with fundraising. We've had some donations here lately. Pheasants Forever donated $10,000 to the Second Century Habitat Fund board. Jack Lynx donated $3,500. And another really interesting thing that I wanted to inform the commission on was our license checkoffs have generated over $30,000. That's a voluntary. When I go in and purchase a hunting or fishing license or a trapping license, I can donate money to the Second Century Habitat Fund, and that has generated around $30,000 already. So pretty exciting. People in South Dakota are excited to support Habitat and the Second Century Initiative. Couple things real quick on updates regarding the board as well. We did hire an executive director, Lisa Wire, for the Second Century Habitat Fund board. She's also going to be the director for the Parks and Wildlife Foundation. She'll be serving that dual role out of the Rapid City office, actually. So for those of you that haven't met her yet, exciting, full of energy, and she'll do a great job in that position. Couple other things, we will be presenting to the commission in January a very thorough comprehensive report, a public opinion survey on the Nest Predator Bounty Program. So we'll have maps, the distribution of where the traps went across the state, a distribution of where those tails were submitted across the state. And along with that, we have results that were compiled by Responsive Management. We contracted with those folks off the East Coast to do a pretty rigorous public opinion survey of both participants of the bounty program and non-participants, general members of the public, and those results will be shared with the commission at the January meeting. Along with that, we'll have good maps and data as to where those tails were submitted, at what offices and their locations, and hopefully answer any questions at that time regarding the 2019 Nest Predator Bounty Program. Those were some of the updates I had for you this afternoon, and one more thing that Tom will touch on is the Second Century Working Lands Program and where we're at with enrollments with that.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division Deputy Director. So the Habitat program itself continues to move along. Our field staff, both internally as Game Fish and Parks, private lands biologists, our conservation officers and other staff continue to promote the program. Our partnership positions, in particular those Farm Bill biologists with Pheasants Forever out in USDA NRCS offices, continue to meet with landowners and working on additional contracts as we speak. Right now we have approximately 1,635 acres enrolled into the program with just under 30 participants enrolled in it. And when you collectively look at those acres plus the seed that would be associated with that, that comes to a total of about $326,000 obligated towards the Habitat program right now. Things continue to gain momentum. We continue to hear interest from landowners. Like I mentioned, our staff and partnership positions continue to have those conversations with landowners, and we're excited about those opportunities to keep on moving forward. One piece of information I'll share with you from a promotional standpoint, I mentioned it at the last month's meeting, I had the opportunity this week, actually on Tuesday, to go be a presenter, a guest speaker at the conference that was held in Pierre called Ag Horizons, which was sponsored by approximately 10 different agricultural entities and companies in association with the South Dakota Association of Conservation Districts annual meeting. And it was a really good turnout. We filled the room, had approximately 60 individuals in the room that were comprised of landowners, agronomists, and individual employees or staff of various conservation districts across the state. And so I was able to do a presentation on the Working Lands Program and then all of the Game, Fish, and Parks Habitat and Access Programs as well under the umbrella of the Second Century Initiative. And we had a nice long hour discussion, presentation, good questions. And with that, we had developed a flyer. And at the conference itself, not only did the participants get one, but we had a package of flyers to go back to every single conservation district office across the state as part of their material package that they took home with them. So it was a great opportunity to visit with a lot of folks and key people across the state that can not only promote the program, but help implement it on the ground, as a lot of the producers will utilize the conservation districts for their drills and or their drills and full teams that go out and do the plantings for producers themselves. So great conference, great opportunity to get the word out in front of a lot of people and had some good dialogue with them. So that's just a brief update on the Working Lands Program. Unless Kevin has anything else, we would certainly be happy to answer any questions that you might have on the initiative.
Questions, comments? Seeing none, thank you.
Yes.
So we'll move to the WMI review.
Good afternoon, members of the commission and Secretary Hepler. Keith Fisk, I'm the administrator of the wildlife damage programs here for South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. If you folks recall, over the last 7 to 9 months, we've periodically given you folks updates, either Jason Simmons with the governor's office or myself, on the progress of the external review. Happy to report to you today that we have two staff from WMI here to give you an overview of that report. The report has also been disseminated to all you folks here probably about 2 weeks ago. And we'll have Chris Smith and Bill Moritz give that overview. And I also